I welcome you to our children's time this morning. For the safety of children and our congregation, we are asking that children stay in their seats, but I will go ahead and sit on this little step like we... Whoa, there's a thing. Just kidding. That was unexpected. So, I'm going to sit on this little step like we normally do for children's time, keep the same vibe, keep the same energy. It'll be fun. So, if you are a child, or perhaps if you're a child at heart, I invite you to look around right now, whether you are here in person in our sanctuary, or if you're at home and you're streaming and you're with your family. Look around at the people who are with you and ask yourself, does everybody look exactly the same? I hear some laughter, some emphatic no's from the congregation, right? Maybe some people might look a little bit taller, or maybe some people like me might look a little bit shorter, right? Maybe people have different color of hair or different color of skin. Some people might be bigger. Some people might be smaller. We all look different, but the Bible tells us that no matter how we look, whether we're a boy or a girl, whether we're tall, whether we're short, whether we're old, whether we're young, that we are all made in God's image. Each and every one of us is made in the image of God. And that is an amazing thing that we want to celebrate. And so tomorrow, friends, if you are a child, you may know that you don't have school tomorrow, which is very, very exciting. But do you know why you don't have school tomorrow? What holiday is coming up tomorrow? Yay, that's right. It's Martin Luther King Day tomorrow, and tomorrow's a day that we remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a pastor, like Pastor JJ, which is fun. I don't know that you get compared to Dr. King too often, but it's exciting. Dr. King was a pastor who knew the truth that every person, regardless of how they look, is made in the image of God, and who dedicated his life to making sure that all people could be treated equally, no matter how they looked, no matter the color of their skin. And that's something that we as Christians continue to work for and fight for and celebrate. And so that is why we have tomorrow as a holiday and something we want to celebrate today. So I invite you to join me as we go to God in prayer now, friends. Dear God, thank you for making...
Need my glasses.
The children will still gather for the children's Sunday school if they would like to go. It'll be right out that front door and over to the Family Life Center.